The Bible tells us so many times to love one another that I wonder if we, as Christians today, have grown too accustomed to the whole love one another theme. I see two places in today's world where love is most evident, however. One is in God's relentless pursuit of me. The second is the love adoptive families have for their children. It seems to be an extra helping of compassion mixed in with a love for children. There's something special about it. In Matthew chapter 22, we find Jesus in conversation with Pharisees, Sadducees, and Herodians, who were all asking their best questions, trying to get Jesus to say something inadvertently blasphemous. After a few unsuccessful attempts, they came up with a question they felt sure would stump him. What is the greatest commandment? Verses 34 through 40. This was the most controversial question, and in their opinion, should have no answer because all of God's laws are important. Surely they had found a way to trip Jesus up. Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments." Completely loving God is understandable. It makes perfect sense. The love your neighbor thing, loving others more than oneself, however, took me a lot longer. Despite the difficulties, I have witnessed this selfless love countless times in the world of adoption. I have witnessed the love, grace, and mercy bestowed by adoptive families for their children. They live out the concept of love one another daily. I have often wondered what our world would be like if every family, physically and spiritually, experienced God through the ministry of adoption. There would be a lot less pain in the world. There would be a greater understanding of who God the Father is. Peace and grace would be much more common throughout culture and would become the subject of newscasts and campaigns. Can you imagine? The concepts of Christianity, the gospel, and adoption are all captured by this undeserved and unrelenting love our Heavenly Father has for us. Father, please help us to love more. 4. How do the following scriptures describe our qualification to be called children of God? John chapter 1, verse 12. Romans chapter 8, verse 14. Galatians chapter 3, verse 26. From orphan to beloved child. Orphaned children often arrive with a mental list of survival tactics and beliefs other orphans readily understand. It is a list that gradually fades as the orphan accepts his or her status shift from orphan to son or daughter. If written, the list might read something like this. You must be strong. You must trust no one. You must take care of yourself. You will never be loved. You will never be close to anyone. You will always be on the outside looking in. Our children slowly learn they can trust us. We become part of their routine. When they ask for our help, we are there with consistency and love. Isn't it the same for us in our relationship with God? We gradually learn to rely on His strength.